What's up? Another episode of the Reggie Haynes podcast where listener's discretion is advised. Special shout out to my surprise and special guest from the last episode. If you guys haven't checked it out, please, please go to my website or go to the links that I've sent everybody, the Reggie Haynes podcast on anchor.com, and check out my latest episodes. And if you guys have my Instagram handle, you guys can click on the link in my description box, or you can find me on Facebook, Reggie Haynes. On Instagram, my Instagram handle is Reggie Haynes TV. And I will be posting up other things on my YouTube channel as far as promotion is concerned as well in the future. Today, we're going to hit on a touchy subject. I think this is primarily for the women, but it can involve men as well. But today, we're going to talk about rape, child molestation, psychopaths, and we're also going to talk about sex in general and also in the film industry, which is something that I happen to be a part of. Before we get started on that, I'm going to play some music for you guys, ease the mood before we get into this touchy subject, and I hope you guys enjoy. Thanks again for tuning in to the Reggie Haynes podcast show. Be back in the gym. Yeah. It's the young one, not the old. Matter of fact, it's the young one and the old one, so you're gonna hear some wild shit.
It's one of those days where you realize nothing fucking matters. One of those days where you feel like driving off.
It's full trip. Yeah, they say they love you, so what the fuck they hurt you for? Promised equality, but now I see it's just false hope. These politicians hypocritically thinking, and we always allow, cause can't no inmates run this prison. Yeah, and now I'm thinking, how can we fix it? Do I spread the truth when I know no one will listen? Do I suck it up, let the world beat me to submission? Do I kill myself and hope this was a better option? Nah, I'm tripping, cause failure's not an option. I may not change your world, but I can change the one I'm living. I'm breaking out this prison where there's no more programming, and no more false living, and no more idolizing. Yeah, I'm on a mission. You can follow if you want, but I don't allow distractions like lust, egos, and worldly thinking. Why would I wait on a hero that only promised false hope? Why wait on a ship to come in when I can't hold my own boat? These leaders of the world don't give a shit about you. Cause if they did, there'll be no racism, no struggle, no false hope. They brainwash you with all of the media. They pick and choose who they want to lead you so you can follow. But the trail is always led to their vision, not yours. They manipulate you by calling you negative names when you call them out on their wrongdoings. And when that doesn't work, they send an agent of lethal force to harm you and your loved ones, and then justify their wrongdoings. And these are the people that you think are for you when they showing that they are really against you. These are the people that you are putting all of your trust in. The world can only change for the better once it realizes that it's enslaved to it. Yeah. And we're back to the Reggie Haynes podcast show. That was the remix to the song Tell Me Why by yours truly. You can check out the full music video on my YouTube channel, Wire Productions TV. Now back to what we were going to discuss earlier. Let's get to the topic. What we're going to start off with is we're going to talk about psychopaths. Psychopaths, my take on it is this. When it comes down to it, I know that a lot of people are born with mental illness. A lot of people have water on their brain and, you know, they're not all the way there mentally. I feel like for those people, I think that they should be taken to some type of facility to where they get the treatment that they need in order to fix their problem. You know, psychopaths in this world, unfortunately, have definitely caused a lot of havoc. And sad to say this, a lot of people can't really control what they do at times. And I hate to make excuses for some type of behavior, but unfortunately, that is the truth for that matter. Now, when it comes down to it, now there are people who over time they become a psychopath, rather they've gone through a traumatizing experience, or whether they, you know, watch a lot of, you know, crazy movies, which I don't even know why Hollywood produces them in the first place, or, you know, they just the negative spirit just conjures up inside of them and then they just become, you know, a psychopath. I feel like those people indeed need to be thrown into a facility as well to get the help that they need in order to fix their problem. But at the same time, while being inside of this facility, I feel like these people need to stay as far away as possible from people who are basically innocent bystanders. Now, with that being said, I feel like there are a lot of people out here who do have a psychotic problem mentally. And a lot of people know about it or don't know about it, rather. I'm sorry. And nothing's being done about it. I feel like for those people who are seeing individuals with psychotic behavior, get away to a safe location ASAP and report these people ASAP, because we do not need people with psychotic behavior who can lead themselves to do something traumatic to someone who obviously is an innocent bystander, someone who is just going about their merry fairy way, just living everyday life. And out of nowhere, you have this psychopath who comes into their life and just starts, excuse my French, fucking shit up. We don't need that. You know, psychopaths can be under the category of rapists, killers, you know, people who, you know, try to feed you drugs or do traumatic things. You know, they could even try to mentally brainwash you to, you know, basically be as similar to them and as psychotic as they are. Those are psychopaths to me, people who are basically on this earth to just fuck shit up in a negative and traumatic way. And those people, they need to get the help that they need to fix their problem ASAP. So if they want to be a part of this world, I think that will be a good step to making this world a better place, in my opinion. I feel like psychopaths are, you know, a certain group of people who are definitely negatively affecting this world. And unfortunately, we have a lot of psychopaths who are lead officials in our countries and in this world who obviously do a lot of things. If you think that, you know, killing people unjustly, if you think that people that are, you know, just people who get traumatized and your response is it is what it is, or you can give two shits about, you know, somebody being traumatized by your hand or by someone who you associated with hand, then you, in my opinion, are a psychopath, because a psychopath would only be able to tolerate that certain type of behavior. And I feel like people in this world need to wake up and realize that it shouldn't be normal to kill innocent people. It shouldn't be normal for people to get raped and to get traumatized or have something negative to happen to them on a consistent basis. And I feel like if we nip that in the bud, we would definitely be moving in the right direction to make this crazy world into a better place. So that's my take on psychopaths. And I feel like, you know, the less psychopaths we have in this world, the better off we will be as a society. Now, going on to pedophilia. Now, I can't speak for other countries, but I will speak for America. The legal age for a person to be classified as an adult is 18. If you are younger than that age, in some states, 17, I believe, is the youngest that you can go. You can be classified as an adult if you are on the verge of about to have sexual intercourse with someone and you give them your consent. Now, for me, I tell people all the time, if someone the age of 18 or above gives you consent, then you're good to go. But don't try to play with it below that age of 18. Because if someone at the age of 18 or below the age of 18 doesn't give you their consent, that's considered, you know, rape and pedophilia. Now, I know a lot of people out there, they try to convince these kids or bribe these kids. And that's what they are. If you're below the age of 18, you are considered a kid. They try to bribe these kids to, you know, have their way with them, you know, basically so they can take advantage of them in a sexual or intimate way. And that's inappropriate to me. I feel like there's a lot of, you know, pedophiles that have came out who are basically, you know, leaders in, you know, big time corporations, you know, leaders in the government, you know, just in general. And I think my opinion on it, after doing research, after watching, you know, and I hate watching the news, but sometimes it's good, I guess, because you start seeing the truth of the lie. You start seeing that there are people that's trying to make it seem like pedophilia isn't such a bad thing. You have representatives who are trying to run, you know, for, you know, mayor and things like that, who are trying to basically play it off like, oh, pedophilia is not so bad. And yes, it is. And I feel like it's a very, very sick and demonic thing. And I feel like the legal system, in my opinion, isn't doing a good enough job about it. About that whole, oh, let's give people second chances. Okay, that's fine. But at the same time, I feel like there are chances that can't be given to people that are trying to molest little children. that just doesn't sit well with me. Just like I don't think that there should be forgiveness given in the legal system, that is, to people who are going out there traumatizing, raping, pillaging, or killing innocent bystanders as well. Now, for these people that are going out there and raping these kids and trying to have their way with them, I say give them life, a lifetime jail sentence. That's my opinion, because you're an adult and this is a kid. And as a kid, you really, your mind isn't all the way there. You know, don't get me wrong, we got some intelligent kids out here, but not all of them really know. Not all of them even know about sex, or not even all of them know about what's really happening in a situation where an adult is trying to take advantage of them at that time. So my thing is this: the adult knows what they're doing. And if a person tries to classify themselves as being clinically insane, then whoever allowed you, including yourself, to walk the streets and approach this innocent child in a sexual way, you both should be thrown in prison, because that goes into the category of psychopaths. Now, that's why I'm glad that I talked about that earlier. Now, when it comes to psychopaths and when it comes to child predators, some of them go into the same boat. You got so many people that get caught for, you know, who are guilty of child pedophilia. And the first thing they say is, oh, I'm mentally ill. You got people who go out there and kill innocent people for whatever reason, and they say, oh, I'm mentally ill. That mentally ill shit, you need to throw themselves into a facility to get them help that they need. Because the thing is that you're so quick to say, oh, I'm mentally ill, but your ass knew that you were mentally ill before you touched this kid. You knew that you were mentally ill before you killed that person or traumatized that person. So you can miss me with that whole mentally ill thing. And I feel like if you can't control your demons enough to push you away from doing something traumatic to that stature of touching a little kid, then you don't deserve to walk free on this earth, in my opinion. You need to be thrown away in jail. And I feel like there's a lot of child pedophiles who are out there. You got people who are teachers who, like I said, who are in office, you know, for running for mayor, the government. You know, people who, a lot of people have trusted over time who have come out and, you know, been child pedophiles. That's in Hollywood, too, you know, in the music industry. So you got so many people who are being classified as child pedophiles who shouldn't be. And it's a shame, but it's something that I think, okay, since you've been caught, don't try to hit me with that whole, oh, I'm mentally ill thing. No, you need to be thrown in jail, and they need to throw away the key, because those are mistakes that can't be forgiven, in my opinion. And even if a person does forgive you, that's fine. You can be forgiven, move on with your life, but you're going to be living the rest of your life behind bars. As far as rape, I have the same feeling as child pedophilia and psychopaths doing their damage. Anybody, and it goes both ways with the child pedophilia, the psychopaths and the rapists. It goes both ways, male and female, because you got women who rape, you know, kids as well, and men as well. My thing is this: no means no, and we all know that. When a person tells you no, that's exactly what the fuck they mean. I'm so tired of people trying to make excuses for themselves, saying, oh, no, it's not that way. At first, she or he said it was okay, and then none of that. No means no. And don't get me wrong, you got some people coming out saying that they've been lied on. You know, they've been serving a jail sentence for people who have lied on them, and that's unfair too. But my thing is this: the best way to avoid any type of negative situation is to not get into it in the first place. I know a lot of people like myself who try to stay in the comfort of their own home, or try to have their woman by their side at all times so they can avoid being around, you know, certain females or males, you know, to basically lie on them, because we do have a lot of liars out here. And there have been, you know, there's been research done to show that some people lie on people about rape because they're not getting their way with them, because they wanted them and they see that they're with someone else, and that leads them to be jealous, and they're like, okay, if I can't have you, no one will, and I'm just gonna lie on you and make your life a living hell. Because as we know, and I've said this before in previous podcast episodes, misery loves company. So I feel like that's one of the main reasons that people lie, males and females, when it comes to rape. And bottom line, when it comes to rape, that is something that you do not play with. That is a serious, serious thing. And I'm so sick and tired of people lying on innocent people who have done nothing wrong and making their life a living hell. You need to expose the real rapists. It's so funny to me in my lifetime, and I hate to say this, I have probably every other woman that I met in my life has told me that they've been molested or raped. And the first thing that comes out of my mouth is that person still walking around this earth scot-free? Basically, did you report them to the feds and get them thrown in prison?
The answer has the majority of the answers that I've gotten back from those women, those rape victims, have been no. But it's so funny that I have all these women saying, no, 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 I haven't reported that man. But there's a lot of other people out here that are being reported who didn't do a goddamn thing to anybody. The same thing goes with men. I've talked to men, too, and they said they've been molested and haven't said a damn thing about women. Now, with men, a lot of people can say it's kind of different because a man says that he's getting raped, or a boy says he's getting raped, or a male teen says he gets raped. People laugh at him and say, what, you supposed to like that, boy? That's sex. No, rape is rape on both accounts. For males and females. So I feel like people, when it comes to rape, I know it's easier said than done, because I know that there's some people that when it happens, you know, they basically can't fight back. You know, they don't have the strength to fight back. I say do whatever you can to fight back with when this person is trying to attack you, when you're in the midst of being raped or molested. Grab the nearest weapon, grab the nearest thing that you can see. You know, always be aware of your surroundings. Be on the lookout, because world is getting crazier every single day. And I think the best way that we can clean up this world is to throw away these people who are raping people on a consistent basis. And it's sad to me that the judicial system doesn't take rape and child molestation seriously, and the psychopath thing seriously as well. Because if it was, we'll have a whole bunch of people thrown in prison because of these things. But yet we always try to justify other people's wrongdoings. And in my opinion, it lets these rapists and child predators and psychopaths know that, oh shit, you know, I'm only going to get a slap on the wrist if I do this, or, you know, so-and-so is not going to tell on me if I rape her or him, so I might as well, I know I'm gonna get away with it, so I'm gonna get away with it once, why not do it again? This is how these people think, unfortunately, because if they weren't thinking that way, they wouldn't be continuously doing these things. Every time I look on the news, or every time I look on social media, I wouldn't be seeing, you know, stories about rape victims. Every time I talk to a woman, I wouldn't be hearing, oh, she was raped. This is sad to me. And I feel like, I know it's easier said than done, like I said earlier. But as a society, we have to speak up, because if we don't, other people are going to keep on getting away with this. And that means that it's you today, but it could be somebody else's child tomorrow. It's you today, but it could be another person tomorrow. And I feel like that's the sad part. And anybody in their right mind that wants to be a rapist, or that has it in their mind to rape someone, to be a child pedophile, or to be a psychopath, I really can't speak for you. But those two things, I have nothing to say to you, because you are a sick, demonic being, and you do not deserve any place on this earth for me but in prison. That's all I have on rape, child molestation, and psychopaths for now. Probably going to touch a little bit more on it later on in the show. We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to allow our local sponsors to take over. Again, this is the Reggie Haynes Podcast Show. I'll be back in a jiff. Okay, that was a word from our sponsor. You're back on the Reggie Haynes Podcast Show. Hope you guys are enjoying it so far. We just touched base on my take on psychopaths, child pedophiles, and rapists. Now we're going to touch base on sex and sex in the film industry. Now, this is a touchy subject as well, and I have to be careful with this because I can only really use the examples that I've, you know, endured in order to say my piece on this thing. I feel like sex in general has been categorized as something that is not what it is. I feel like a lot of people are categorizing sex as something to where it's just like, oh, okay, well, you know, it's not really a big deal. I remember when I was growing up, sex was a major deal. I was raised to know that when you make love to someone, that's what I call it. I hate the word sex, but got to use it in this sense. But when you make love to someone, that's exactly what you're doing. You're only having sexual intercourse with that person because you love them. And unfortunately, I'm here to say that in my lifetime, I think I've only slept with like 9 or 10 girls. Can't believe I just said that. But yeah, y'all know it now. In my whole entire life. And unfortunately, after a majority of those times, I really didn't feel nothing afterwards. Like, I felt like, okay, the sex was good or whatever, but that was it. You know, I feel like when you're trying to make love with someone, you want to be connected with them mind, body, and soul, and spirit also. And I feel like so many people are just lusting based off of image. You see it all the time. People are just, you know, trying to get their body in shape. It's just so they can be attractive to people in a sexual manner, as, you know, looking at themselves or seeing themselves as a sex object. I mean, I see it all the time. I mean, me and my friend a while back, his name is Damien. Really very intelligent dude. He lives in Australia now, I believe. And he was basically saying, like, Reggie, have you noticed the trend that's going on? I said, what trend? He said, man, you know, there's the females, man. Like, you know, females are, you know, it seems like, you know, their shorts are getting shorter and shorter and shorter. You know, at one time, you know, the shorts went down to the knees. Now they all the way up into the butt crack. You know, they're looking like, you know, Bam Bam and Betty Rubble from you know, Flintstones and stuff. That's how it is, you know, all up in their butt. And I said, well, you know, people are just out there trying to get attention. But I give credit to those women out there and those men who are actually presenting themselves in a phenomenal way to where they don't have to show their ass or show their assets in order to get attention or to find the person that they love. And I feel like at the end of the day, that's what it's all about, trying to find that person that you can see yourself spending the rest of your life with. I always say it all the time. I'm very honored and humbled that I found a woman that I truly do love, and hopefully we can make it last until the wheels fall off. And as far as other people out there, I feel like if you're basing your relationship off of sex, then I mean, you have some dark days ahead of you, in my opinion, because sex isn't everything, or it shouldn't be. And if it is, what else do you have? You know, I've talked to a few people, and after I made love with people, it'll be like, oh, the sex was great. And then that'll be the end of it. And then be like, okay, well, I feel awkward. There's nothing else to talk about. We have shit in common with each other. My thing is this: sex is very, very important. And I feel like whenever you make love with someone, it's definitely a spiritual connection that you're having. And I also feel like, touching base on that spiritual thing, we all have emotions, you know, we all have feelings. And I feel like at the end of the day, whenever somebody makes love with someone, you're automatically connecting your feelings and your spirit with that person. So if things don't feel right after you're done making love with them or having sex with them, then maybe you should just move on, in my opinion. And that's if you haven't really built a lot with that person, because I feel like a lot of people just get into relationships and it's all about the sex. But no, it got to be more than that. You know, communication to me is key when it comes to relationships. And I feel like a lot of people are fucking more than they need to be talking. And I feel like, you know, talking is definitely key. Listening is definitely key. Seeing what your companion needs. And even if you want to talk about sex, that's fine. Like, what do you want? What would you like me to do? If sex isn't good, what would you like me to do to improve, you know, what we need, you know, our you know, what's going on in the bedroom? I feel like a lot of people, man, are just lusting for one another rather than trying to love one another. And I feel like when it comes to love has been categorized to me nowadays as something to where it's just turned from love into lust. And people need to start waking up and realizing that. I don't know where the fuck it's gone, but I've seen the divorce rate is so fucking high now. I've seen so many people, you know, break up with their significant other. And I'm thinking to myself, I thought that was the one. And they're like, nah, man, you know, sex wasn't good. And I was like, that's the reason y'all broke up? Or, you know, all we was doing was fucking, man. We had nothing else in common. I'm like, dude, it has to be more than that. Stop looking at each other as sex symbols. Stop looking at each other as sex objects and start trying to connect with somebody who's on the same spiritual level as you. And I feel like if you do that, you're headed in the right direction. But if you're trying to date somebody based off of appearance, or if you're just trying to get in bed with this person, you got some dark days ahead of you, because that's not what it's all about. I feel like basically, you know, sex is for lust. It's not a must, in my opinion. I think the spirituality and trying to connect with somebody on a spiritual level is a must. And hopefully more people, you know, dig into that if they want to move forward, because sex can definitely lead to some traumatic experiences. And, you know, a lot of people, whenever you're making love with somebody, you're giving away some of your positive energy. You're giving some of your spirit. And a lot of people don't see it as that. They just look at it as, oh, it's just sex. It's just sex. It's just sex. No, it's more than that. And I feel like we need to start taking it more and more seriously. Now, going into the film industry, that's how I feel. I feel like programming is definitely key when it comes to sex nowadays, because you see it in so many films. I've seen so many ads while watching a TV show like Good Times, and we know how clean that show was. Good Times is an American 70s show, if y'all don't know about it. Before I watch the episode, all I see is, you know, they're promoting sex. Like, it's an actual sex and pornography ad. And I'm just like, dude, like, they're really putting it on our phones. They're putting it every fucking where. Even on these videos, you see people do parody videos or, you know, dance videos or twerk videos. People are promoting sex everywhere you go. I remember I was in the UK recently when I was promoting the last short film that I did, Thor versus Deathland. And one of the ladies on the panel was telling me that she felt so disgusted whenever she, you know, went to other, you know, filming sets, and the producers or the directors was like, hey, can you show us some skin? Hey, can you do this? Hey, can you do that? She felt so disgusted. But she told me, and I'm not tooting my own horn, but she said, Reggie, I think I can speak on behalf of all of the women here. We all trust you because we know that you don't do no shit like that. And of course not, because I have the utmost respect for women and I have the utmost respect for myself. I mean, you're talking to a dude to where if I ever yelled at a woman, let alone put my hands on her, my whole month is probably fucked up because I would feel so bad about myself, because it should never get to that point at all. We should always respect each other, and we should definitely always respect the givers of life, women. And I think that, you know, when it comes to the film industry, they're not respecting women. I feel like a lot of women are taking on these sex scenes and they're taking on these roles as being a sex object because directors are making it seem like, oh, that's all you're here for. I feel like women are bigger than that. I feel like women are more important than that. Women can carry themselves in a more important role than that. And I remember I was talking to one of my friends who remained nameless not too long ago, and you got these directors who's trying to justify why they're putting sex scenes inside of movies. I totally disagree that. And I'm going to prove a lot of people wrong, because in the future, well, I've never done any type of video work where there was a sex scene. And in my music videos, you don't see no ass twerking or nothing. You don't see none of that. So the whole sex sales thing is obviously, I mean, it's obvious that people are using that as a tool, because they know that people, the more and more they show it, the more and more people are going to be lusting, the more and more people are going to be tempted to, you know, it's just a promotional tool to get everybody to go out there and start fucking. Now, there are pros and cons to sex, and I've labeled a lot of the cons. And I would say one of the only pros that I could really think of, other than, you know, connecting with somebody on a positive spiritual level, is reproduction. You know, and I think a lot of people, unfortunately, aren't, you know, having sex or making love with someone for reproduction. That's a lie. So when it comes to sex in the film industry, they're just trying to sell it because they know it does sell. And I feel like women, you are shortchanging yourselves if you feel like the only role that you can get is you portraying a sex symbol. Don't fall for the traps of these directors. Their directors will come to you and say, hey, I need you to do this role. And then they're going to try to play you and say, hey, if you don't do this, I know somebody else who will. They try to threaten you by that. That's why I tell people all the time, I'm trying to get this studio off the ground. Stop buying into Hollywood's bullshit. Create your own Hollywood. If somebody says that all you are made for is being a sex symbol, fuck them. Not literally, but say, you know, forget about them and move on and do your own thing. We have too much resources for in terms of technology in order to create our own, you know, film things or studios or film projects. That's what I meant to say. And I feel like women need to start portraying themselves in a better way on film. And the same goes for men. As men, we need to start respecting our women more and stop looking at them as a goddamn sex symbol, because that's not what they're all about. And that's not what they should be about in the first place. But as long as we allow Hollywood to get away with this bullshit in the film industry, the more and more is going to continue to happen. I'm not for all of that tonguing down, kissing, fucking all up on screen. No. Get to the root. Get to the root of what this movie is about. I feel like, and I'm proving a lot of people wrong, because people have told me, Reggie, there's no way that you could ever do a movie without a sex scene. Well, I'm proving people wrong on a consistent basis with my short films, and I'm going to continue to do that shit. So please tell me what I can't do, and I'm going to show you that I can. But all in all, don't fall for the tricks of Hollywood, because all they do is they're just going to bullshit you. And I feel like a lot of people need to start standing up and see, or waking up and seeing what's really going on in Hollywood and the film industry and what's going on out there when it comes to promoting sex and all of those things. And I feel like that would be another step in the right direction to try to make this, what I believe, a crazy world into a better place. Again, this is Reggie Haynes.
Yeah.
You're on the Reggie Haynes podcast show. And we're going to take another music break, and I'll be back in the gym.
This is a message for my future baby mama. I ain't coming for no shit, and I ain't trying to start no drama. I just think that it's sad that things ain't work out between us. Guess it's cause I took advantage instead of telling you I love you. Yeah. This is a message to my future baby mama. I ain't coming for no shit, and I ain't trying to start no drama. I just think that it's sad that things ain't work out between us. Guess it's cause I took advantage instead of telling you I love you.
Yeah.
This is a message to my future baby mama. I ain't coming for no shit, and I ain't coming for no drama. I just think that it's sad that things ain't work out between us. Guess it's cause I took advantage instead of telling you I love you. This is a message to my future baby mama. This is a message to my future baby mama. This is a message to my future baby mama. Yeah. trust nobody who talking about they exes. Mention another nigga name, got me feeling worse. Always talking about your past, guess you can't let it go. Got a brother here wondering, what am I here for? Man, look, let me pack my shit and go. Let me pack my shit and leave. Nice guys always finish last. Sad to say, that's just how it's gonna be. We different, you need your past to help you out with the present. I think it's sad, but you don't see no problem with it. All of your people, our program feeling just the same. You need fulfillment, but it won't be from Reggie. This is a message from my exes or my future baby mama. You wanna paint a perfect picture with your past and your present. Hanging on your wall, well you can have it all. With another dude, I really wish the best for you. This is a message for my future baby mama. I ain't coming for no shit and I ain't trying to start no drama. I just think that it's sad that things ain't work out between us. Guess it's cause I took advantage instead of telling you I love you. Yeah. This is a message to my future baby mama. I ain't coming for no shit and I ain't trying to start no drama. I just think that it's sad that things ain't work out between us. Guess it's cause I took advantage instead of telling you I love you. Yeah. This is a message to my future baby mama. I ain't coming for no shit and I ain't coming for no drama. I just think that it's sad that things ain't work out between us. Guess it's cause I took advantage instead of telling you I love you. This is a message to my future baby mama. Send some message to my future baby mama. This is a message to my future baby mama.
Another song by yours truly, that was Future Baby Mama. You guys can check out that song on my YouTube channel, YR Productions TV. Again, you're on the Reggie Haynes podcast show. Hope you guys are having a great time. We've touched base on psychopaths, child pedophilia, rape, sex, and sex in the film industry. Today, I'm going to hit you guys with a little bit of my own motivation in that regard. And I'm going to say, at the end of the day, if you find someone who you truly love and who you feel like you are fulfilled with in every way, shape, form, or fashion, your vision should only be focused on them. And that's when you know that you're truly in love with someone. And that's when you know that no matter what, everything is going to be just fine, including in the bedroom, because there are a lot of people, and I've talked to them, to where if things aren't going their way in the bedroom, and I've spoken about this earlier, they can just talk to each other and communicate. They have no problem with that. They're not even thinking about stepping outside of their relationship, going with somebody else, you know, watching pornography and all that stuff. They're just like, hey, baby, can we try this? Hey, baby, can we do this? Hey, baby, can we do that? Because I want to spice things up. I want to stay attracted to you. And majority of the time, if not all the time, both parties agree and they live happily ever after. Now, don't get me wrong. You're still going to have your problems. But at the same time, at least you know that you found your special someone. That's my motivation for today in that regard. And I feel like we need to start as a society, start taking sex seriously, more seriously, and don't just lay up with anybody. Lay up with somebody that you don't mind giving your all to, because that's exactly what sex is, in my opinion. And I feel like we need to be safe because there's too many diseases going around. There's too many people having unwanted children. And we just have to be smarter whenever we get into the bedroom with someone. I want to give a special shout out to a lot of people right now. I want to first give a shout out to my people up north, Tori Chu, the Chanel Complex. Those people definitely inspired me to do what I'm doing today. And I wouldn't be in the industry that I'm in right now if it wasn't for my good friend John Daly. And for the people on the West Coast, I got to give it to my boy, Mr. George. I did a web series episode with him not too long ago. It was called Why Aren't Goes Hollywood? Yeah, that's what it was. And I also want to give a shout out to my good man, Raymond. He's over there in California as well. I also want to give a special shout out to the Houstonish podcast. They actually got me connected with this podcasting thing, and I'm tremendously honored to have those young ladies in my life. And on top of that, I want to give a special shout out to the people that helped me with the short film in the UK, Thor versus Deathland. If you guys haven't seen it, please go check it out. It is a phenomenal short film from what I've been told. And it is on my YouTube channel, YR Productions TV. And I have to definitely give a special shout out to my family, the Haynes family, for definitely, if it wasn't for them being who they are, I wouldn't be the man that I am today. And last but not least, got to give a special shout out to my future wife. Without her, none of this would be possible. She is definitely the person that inspires me on a consistent basis. And I am glad that she is in my life. And I have nothing but love and respect for her. Before I go, and off this podcast, I want to say, please, 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 if you are on anchor.com or if you go to my website or if you go to my profile underneath this episode, you should say, or on top of this episode, you should see a support button. Please, please, please donate any type of money or coin change that you have, because I know a lot of people broke. But donate as much money as you possibly can to help us try to raise money for Wire Productions TV Fund, Wire Productions TV's fund, towards trying to open up our own filming studio. We're trying to create our own Hollywood rather than try to feed into, you know, the Hollywood that's already been created. And I think with us doing that, the main reason is because we're trying to create opportunities for people who don't get opportunities or equal opportunities that a lot of people are. I feel so bad for the people in Hollywood, because you got so many people who, you know, they go to auditions, you know, thousands of people hit up an audition spot and like only one or two make it out of them. And what happens to the rest of those thousands of people? So we're trying to, you know, give equal opportunities to everybody who really wants to, you know, do this acting thing and just be a part of the film industry in a respectful manner. Because when you're in the film industry, you got to respect one another. And that's what I'm trying to build for this studio. So please, please, please support if you can. If you can't, I still love you regardless. And as far as, you know, if anybody wants to feature their music, you know, get interviewed by yours truly, or if they want to sponsor this podcast by any way, shape, form, or fashion, please email me at yrproductionstv1. Again, that's yrproductionstv1@gmail.com. And as far as following me, you can follow me on Instagram at ReggieHainesTV. That's how you can find me on there. Or on Twitter at ReggieQB. Again, that's at ReggieQB. Again, this is Reggie Haynes, your radio show host for the Reggie Haynes Podcast. Hope you guys enjoyed yourselves tonight, and hope you guys tune in for the next episode, where I will have a special guest who will remain nameless. It'll be a surprise, of course. And I guess I'll talk to you guys next time. Again, this is Reggie Haynes. Much love and respect. I'm out.